Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Yes, set us on fire, Jesus. Set us on fire on this Friday on Daily Fire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams. Here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is platforms, platforms. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in to 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in live at 7 a.m., you can hit a recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com. Your best bet, however, is to follow the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then you can listen all day or at any time throughout the day. To follow, text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. All of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is available on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, reading from the KJV. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Platforms. Glory. A few days ago, I was speaking with an attorney colleague of mine who is running for some type of position in the condo association where he lives. And he was talking about how, or sharing with me, how some of the members of the current board have been abusing their authority. So much so that it is beginning to damage others who reside in the building. And he made this statement to me that many of us have heard before, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And he said, that anecdote is true. I replied in affirmation, yes, it is, because power only gives a person the authority and ability to be whom he or she really is. If a person is corrupt or greedy or bad at heart, the power will give him or her the authority and jurisdiction to wield that against or over others in a way that the person previously could not do so because they lacked the power. On the other hand, if a person is good at his or her core, someone, a righteous person, the power will give him or her the jurisdiction and capability to do good and will that in favor of others. Power does not only corrupt absolutely, it also benefits absolutely, depending on the person holding the power form. It elevates you from where you were into the sight and fear of others so that you now have influence based on your position. Power is a platform. Platform is influence. And what you do with the influence throughout the house. And so it said, then let your light so shine before men that they may see the good in you. And in seeing the good in you, evidenced by your good works, they will then glorify our Father in heaven. Platforms. Even today, as I speak and teach this word, this is a platform. Daily Fire is a platform. Being on Blog Talk Radio is a platform. Because my demographics show me statistically that I have listeners in over 6 different countries. Platforms. I can then utilize this time to speak for God in such a way as to draw others to Christ, to shine the light on our sin and our wrongdoing, but with compassion and with the spirit of redemption so that others know this is an opportunity to come meet the Savior, love on the Savior, be forgiven by the Savior, Jesus the Christ, so that you can come into covenant relationship with him. What do and will I use the platform, the influence, and the power to do? To be a light. Absolute power doesn't corrupt absolutely unless you are already corrupted. But I stand in the light of Christ to bring you to relationship with him, that you may choose to glorify the Father by your life, by your works, and then the platform that you have, you will use it for good. Platforms. Your job is a platform. Your position in your home, it's a platform. Whomever you encounter today in your ear to listen to what you have to say, that is a platform. When you write a letter, it's a platform. When you stand before an assembly, it is a platform giving you the ability to either change this world for the better or to not change it for good at all. Both Dr. Martin Luther Luther King Jr. and Hitler both had platforms. Coming and rising up from obscurity, they used the power of their voice, in other words, their oratorical skills, to persuade millions. Dr. King to persuade, to uplift, and to free, Hitler and to kill. Do you now understand the significance of platforms? Will you use your platform, no matter how minute, no matter how small, will you use it to be a light for Jesus so that others will glorify the Father? Will you give your life to Him? Will you seek to live for Him? Will you determine to glorify Him in all you do, all you say, the company you keep, your actions, your conduct, the way you present yourself? Will you use your platform, hallelujah, to be a light? We got to go into prayer. Our time is almost run. Father, we say hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to be a light. Thank you for the glory to be a light. Thank you, Jesus, for just choosing us, deeming us worthy enough to be a light. Father, we say thank you. We say glory. We say hallelujah. We are the light. We are a city set on a hill. Whatever we do, it cannot be hidden. Be it for good or be it for bad, however we use the platform of our lives, the evidence will speak for us, and by it we will either be exonerated or convicted. Help us to be a light. Help us, Father, to be a light. Help us, Lord, to be a light for you. Help our lights to so shine before men that they see our good works and they glorify you for having been able to be in our presence. Help us to be a light. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone listening now. Help us to be a light. In Jesus' name, I am the light of Christ. Say it again, I am the light of Christ. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Come on and praise Him. Come on and magnify Him. Come on and glorify His holy name on daily fire. Share me God His word. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the altar call, then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. You are now washed clean no matter what you did before this started today, and you are now a light. I invite everyone to go to church this weekend, Sunday school. If you don't have a church home and you're in the Miami area, we would love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and Lady Tony Cooper. Our address is 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. If you are unable to write that down, our church address is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com, FeeldFire.com.